Meme Lord Monday streams live every Monday on the Meme Lord Monday podcast channel on YouTube. Tune in every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to be part of the live reactions and question and answer time.
Meme Lord Monday.
Punch. Do you guys remember, is it Pa Rappa the Rapper? Do y'all remember that? I vaguely remember it. It was like, kick, punch, it's all in your mind. If you want to test me, I'll show you fine. And it was like, you had to press the button to make him like do the thing. It was like the Guitar Hero before Guitar Hero. And it was like in 2D video game. I just did my, like, the way I said punch reminded me of that video game from the 90s. Anyways, what's up, guys? I'm coughing right away. It's Meme Lord Monday. It's your host, Matt Matias, your Meme Lord for the Lord. We're live every single Monday at 8 p.m. here on the Meme Lord Monday channel on YouTube. So thank you so much for tuning in. I react to a bunch of stuff and goof off with you guys. So that's what we do. It's fun. Let me do my plugs real quick. Yo. It's about to be Black Friday, and I want to give you guys an advance scoop on the discount that we got going on. You guys who are listening, you'll get a 30% discount before the Black Friday discount, and it is BumblyBurg30. For 30% off. If you use promo code BUMBLYBURG30 on memesforjesus.com after the show, you will get 30% off any merch on Memes for Jesus. I'll include that in the show notes of this episode. But yeah, if you go to memesforjesus.com, you can get really cool, like this hoodie right here. This is a game changer. I'll tell you all right now. Explain this, atheist. Even atheists, my atheist friends are like, dude, I love that. I love that shirt. And one of my atheist friends rocks it all the time. It's like a game. It's a game breaker. You know, it's a really cool design. It's Jesus riding on a skateboard and it says, explain this, atheists. And it's a beautiful design done by Sword and Pencil. The hoodie's super soft and cozy. I feel comfortable and confident wearing it everywhere I go. So if you want to grab one for 30% off, use BumblyBurg30 at checkout, or you can wait till Black Friday, and we're gonna have, I think it's gonna be like a 35% discount. So if you want to get the extra 5%, just wait till Friday. But if you don't want to wait and you want to get it ahead of time, you can use BumblyBurg30 for 30% off memesforjesus.com. That's right, memesforjesus.com. All right. Also, we want to say thank you to the supporters of this show. If you want to support Meme Lord Monday, go to memelordmonday.supercast.com. And every single tier gets coaching. Whether it be the $5, $20, whatever, you get content creation coaching. I'm a social media manager, and I do content creation coaching for anybody who wants to help grow their business or their page or their brand. I manage multiple influencers, and so I want to give that knowledge to you as well to show you how to use social media to grow. This is just like my fun project. And I want to just be able to help the Christian community as much as possible. You get coaching for as little as $5 a month. Come on now. Come on now. What you doing? What you doing? So yeah, monday.supercast.com. And you can support the show for as little as $5 a month. And you can also get content creation coaching for as little as $5 a month. Okay, there you go. You survived. You survived. Anyways, I love you guys. I got a lot of stuff I want to react to today. I'm going to try and like stay on one topic that I've been wanting to talk about all week, ever since I've seen it come out. But there's lots. I've seen like this trending amongst evangelical Christians. And of course, I have to rant and rave and be mad about it. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to react to some stuff and get mad and, you know, get goofy as well. So let me just pull this up real quick. Should I start out with the one that makes me most mad? No, I'll start out with the one that's like a little bit annoying, and then I'll get even more annoyed as we progress. Let's do that. Yeah. Because my rage is boiling. My blood is already boiling before I even show you guys this. Okay, here we go.
Some of you on this plane call yourselves believers, but are you a follower or a cheerleader?
Okay, you're on a plane, Spirit Airlines. And you're screaming in your seat, telling people that they're believers or not. Lady, let me just get more mad. Let me just allow this to make my blood.
Bible says if you are lukewarm, God will spit you out of his mouth. So are you going to church on Sunday, but at the club on Saturday? Are you?
And I think there might be some language in here too, so I apologize ahead in advance. There might be some language, some people yelling at her.
Drinking, smoking weed, having sex before marriage. Turn from your sins and turn to Jesus, because Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and he rose again in 3 days, and he's alive. He's a
Wait. Here's my favorite part. Wait, just wait for it.
True God, turn from your sins. Jesus loves you. God bless you.
Dude, the flight attendant. Flight attendant gets on his knee and goes, "Hi, and yeah, he's about to be like, you need to stop. What's going on, chat? I am so uncomfortable." The one dude was just like, "Quit preaching, shut up." And that was probably me. That'd probably be me. Dude. What in the world? I can't fathom, why? First of all, why? Second of all, how? Third of all, who? Like, what is this? What is it about? And I've seen many videos of this type of behavior. Like, I was gonna try and plan for this show a little bit more and look for all of the videos I've seen like this, because it's not hard to find them. And I've already reacted to videos like this where it's like Christians just being loud in the most inappropriate settings. I am if you didn't already hear, I am a Christian. I love God, but I don't like this. Nobody likes this. If you do like this, stop. Stop. That's it. Don't do it. Don't just if you feel quote unquote the Spirit telling you to do that, most likely it's your pastor's voice in your head telling you need to be quote unquote bold for your faith when you don't need to do this. I don't know. Okay. That's how I feel. I don't feel like this is something that God encourages people to do in this manner, to be like super meddling. However, all right, I don't want to be such a curmudgeon that I'm like, God would, this is completely unbiblical. God would never tell you to do something. Maybe he would. However, I feel like 99% of the times when it's somebody recording you doing this, it's not God. All right. And I'm going to show you in scripture. I don't do this. You guys know, if you watch the show regularly, I do not do this. I don't like pull up scripture and be like, do Bible studies and stuff like that. But today I'm doing it. I'm bringing up scripture, but I'm going to show you a couple more cringy scenarios. What are you guys saying? It's always Spirit Airlines. People like that make me feel uncomfortable. Yes, me too. Why is that moving? Sorry. Okay. Not preaching the prosperity gospel since you're on Spirit Airlines. Oh! Get wrecked. What's Laser saying? She probably offended the other passengers on there that were feeling secure in their faith, not gonna lie. Wow. Yeah. If you're feeling secure in your faith, And then some lady's just screaming, "Some of you claim to be believers, but you're lukewarm. Blah, blah, blah. You're having sex on the weekends. You're smoking." Like, there's a time and a place for that, I think. I don't think being an absolute disturbance of the peace in your seat is the way to go about it. That's just me. A lot of people, because here's what I think. I think a lot of people read the Bible and they think that we're still in, you know, we'll say we're in 5 AD and that it's preaching on the, like, in the middle of the market or preaching, like, doing public preaching like this is just like what we're commanded to do, because you see it in scripture. You just, you know, the apostles were doing it all day long. The disciples were doing it. They were screaming and there were masses of people gathering around. You know why? That's what people did. The marketplace, was like the Facebook of that time. That's where people hung out. And there was, like, if you go to New York City, there's always something going on the streets. It's common. Like, you could set up shop in a New York street. I guess, I don't know if you even need a permit over there. And just start performing. And people walk up to you like, just another clown, just another street performer. But if I do that in like Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Amish people are going to be like, Kanchiminga fungan in Satminyavi bish. They'll be all over. They'll be like, what's this Yankee doing? You know, the culture doesn't fit. And people read the Bible like it's the same exact context that we have here in today. I'm more in favor of people doing this stuff on Facebook or on Instagram or on YouTube than in the Spirit Airlines seat. Like, shut up. That's where I'm at. And so that's what I mean. I think that's the line of thinking that people get. Like, well, they did it in the Bible. And honestly, I think that street preaching can be done well. I think you can do street preaching in a way that's, like, effective. There's this one guy, I should have pulled him up. But this one guy, he's like this older white gentleman that, you know, he's like talking to college kids and he's like, well, how do you know God doesn't exist? And he's just giving it to them and he's letting them disrespect him and he's engaging with them and he gets a crowd. The way that he does it, he has his own little area. He does it in public. I know he gets a permit. I'm pretty sure he does it in a legal way. And, you know, you're allowed to do that. I'm pretty sure these guys like Charlie Kirk and Crowder and stuff like that. I'm sure they go to colleges and they get permits and they set up shop. Colleges, that stuff happens all the time. What are you guys saying? That's the best way to say you're spreading the gospel while accomplishing nothing. She thought it was a church airline. Ah. Yeah. It's goofy to me. All right, let's get something else that's going to make me mad. Okay, so this girl, she said dates with God are better than everything. You know, she's doing like the greater than symbols like crazy. She got her arms out. She's recording herself eating lunch. The comments on this were absolutely hilarious, but she turned them off. But yeah, this is cringe. Like, go good for you, girl. But some things you don't gotta post. You know what I'm saying? Some things, like, you gotta just keep between you and God. If you're going on a date with God, do that. Good for you. But, like, there was another video that I saw of some dude is like, I went on a date with an influencer, and she's there with her camera on the table for dinner and recording herself vlogging in the middle of the date. And the dude's like, I'm never dating a content creator ever again. And so that's the same thing. This girl, she's talking about how she's on a date with God. It kind of sounds like she's on a date with her community, with her following, with her followers. Why are you recording? Are you on a date with God or are you on a date with your Instagram followers? Dates, quote unquote, dates with God, a.k.a. you lonely. Oh. All right. The Let's see what the Bible says, guys. I want to get into the Bible. Like I said, I normally don't do this. I want to do this time. All right, because I always say the Bible says, but I don't really show you all scripture. I'm going to show you all scripture today. Okay, so Matthew chapter 6 says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Okay. So basically, prayer, you know, righteous acts, giving, things like that. Jesus himself was like, yo, keep that between me and you. Because I see what you're doing in secret, and I will reward you in secret. And that's very profound. That's very profound. To me, it's like, that can mean so many things. Like, how does God reward you in secret? It could be that he grows you, he matures you in secret, you know, out of the spotlight. Those passages should communicate to us that the spotlight is a very dangerous thing and will rob us from things that God would otherwise give us or cause us to, you know, to gain. Hezekiah says, my generation's so thirsty for social media attention. Yep, go home and pray. Yep. Yeah, that's if anything, it does make me sad, because like, yeah, you're probably lonely and you probably wanted to make some content for your followers. But like, this ain't it. Because the Bible directly, Jesus himself speaks against that. So just like, don't do that. That is cringe. Read your Bible. So that's what I got to say about that. All right. I don't know if this is the last thing, I'll say last thing, because I'm probably going to just go insane after I see this. What are y'all saying? Oh, Laser's like, isn't there a verse that, oh, you're already saying it. All right, here we go. All right, last thing. Okay, first, I'll preface by saying this is a reaction video to a video that my boy Josh Benson did from Church Chad. So he's acting in it. But it's something that really happened. Yeah. I can sit down and I'll still record. All right, so what's happening is there's this lady on an airplane, and the flight attendant telling her, please sit down. And she's like, well, the seatbelt light is off. The seatbelt light is off. And she's walking along, talking very loudly. And then it shows my buddy Josh trying to sleep. Hey, you like clothes, right? I'm pretty sure you're wearing clothes right now. And if you're not, that's okay. If you want to wear clothes, but not just regular clothes, Christian clothes, and also support this podcast, head on over to memesforjesus.com and get yourself some premium, super soft, super cool, and also super funny meme drip. Drip just means clothes, or like your style, your fashion, you know, in case you're over the age of 20. A portion of every purchase goes towards helping foster kids in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Head on over to memesforjesus.com and use promo code MONDAY to get 15% off your order. All right, back to the show.
I'll sit down. The seatbelt sign's off. The seatbelt sign's off. It's not a disturbance. Once you hit...
She said it's not a disturbance. She's being told by the flight attendant to sit down and be quiet. And she's telling him, it's not a disturbance. It's not a disturbance.
I am. Have a seat. Okay. So watch me bless him.
Oh, I hate it. She's said, watch me bless him. Ew. Disgusting. That is gross. Watch me bless him. Watch me bless him. First of all, sassy. Second of all, messy. Like, you're causing a disturbance on a plane in the air. The flight attendant's telling you to be quiet. And you're like, watch me bless him. No, boo-boo. Everybody wants you to be quiet. So here's my boy Josh. He's like, what?
So I used to sing on planes a long time ago. I just found out.
She said, I used to sing on planes a long time ago. So she's notoriously a plane singer. See, this is what she does. See? She gets on planes and just starts singing. Bro, I swear to goodness. I'm like, I try. Like in public, I'm pretty reserved. And I don't really like go crazy. Unless I'm with my boys, you might see me acting crazy. You might see me like doing backflips off the wall or something. But like in public, when I'm with my family or whatever, I want to keep a low profile. I'm just chilling. But if this is happening, dude, I'm saying something. I'm getting up. I'm walking over and I'm like, what are you doing? I promise you. All right. And it's something that let's just watch. Let's just watch.
I'm up for 2 Grammys. My very...
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you are not. I did my research. Okay?
She said, I'm up for 2 Grammys.
This lady, I forget her name. It's like Storms or something. She sings with Maverick City. Maverick City is nominated for a Grammy. Not her. She's part of the group. That doesn't mean that she's been nominated for a Grammy. That means the group that she's a part of, which composes of like 30 people. So stop the cap. Stop disrespecting the flight attendant. Stop disrespecting everyone on the plane. Okay, before I get too mad, let's keep watching.
It's time, you guys.
Everybody's like, ooh, a Grammy. Ooh. And
my name is Bobby Storm, and I'm up for 2 Grammys. I sing for the Lord, and my song is out.
Are you going to be quiet?
The flight attendant is back. He's like, are you going to be quiet?
Enjoying it. So while we're sitting here, could I please?
I'm not enjoying it. So I'm asking you, can you be quiet?
Okay, why?
The flight attendant, he's mad. He's like, listen, I'm not enjoying what you're doing. I need you to be quiet.
That's a yes or no answer, please.
Am I going to go to jail if I don't?
Can you please answer my question? Are you willing and able?
So here's the thing. To my knowledge, flight attendants are able to do that. You're able to put somebody on the no-fly list. Meaning like, you know, you're not able to fly with the airline ever again. I believe they're able to even call the authorities. So he's being nice to her by telling her, please be quiet. You're causing a disturbance.
Be quiet right now.
I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no. I'm your flight leader. I need you to follow my instruction.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I'm doing what the Lord is telling me. I think that's what makes me the most upset. Because it's like, I don't think God would ask you to cause a disturbance of this magnitude where you're getting on the no-fly list. Like, that's not even based to me. Like, it's only based if you're like, everyone repent. Like the other lady was doing. But even then, it's just like, what's the point? You're just doing it just to make a disturbance. She's trying to like promote her own music. She's trying to like say, oh, I'm up for a Grammy, so I'm going to bless you guys with my singing. And she's recording too. She's recording on her own phone. This is, yeah. I mean, like the scripture I just read, like, where did you read in scripture that you need to, that the Lord is going to instruct you to do something that is in public like this? When Jesus himself said, if you're going to pray to me or do anything, like, do that in secret. Yeah, like Wesley said, do your best to live at peace with everyone. That's scripture. If you're causing a public disturbance, that's unchristlike. Anyways, let's keep going.
My instruction for you to answer my question. Are you?
Yeah. And so one of the things he said, rightly, he was like, listen, you need to, you know, he's like, yeah, you might think that the Lord is telling you to do this, quote unquote, but I'm your flight instructor. You need to listen to what I'm saying. Bible also says that the Lord has placed people in authority over us that we need to listen to and we need to respect. You know, if you read the Bible and you want to listen to Christ, he listened to the law of the land. You know, they were like, yo, Jesus, should we pay taxes? He's like, listen, the guy's face is on it. Give him his money. You know, I wish Jesus wouldn't have said that. I wish he would have been like, you know what? As a Christian, thou shalt not pay taxes. I wish he would have said that. But yeah, as a Christian, we should live at peace, be peacemakers, you know, be wise towards outsiders. Those are the things that scripture says. Let's keep going.
Able to be quiet.
What right do you guys now? Think?
I'm asking you, ma'am.
I'm asking you guys. What do you...
She's just being like straight up a contrarian.
What do you guys think?
This is just messy. This is disgusting to me. I would like, be quiet. How hard is it?
Okay.
Bye.
And then she sings anyway. Oh no. She sang anyway, dude. I can't. This is one of the singers in Maverick City. Like, what are you doing? This is straight up, like, this is prideful. So yeah, I hate it. I hate it. Let's keep watching.
Thank you for each day in my life.
That made me so mad. What do you guys think? Am I overreacting? Or was she cringe? Let's see what Hezekiah is saying. She really hit them with the Christian version of "Buy My Mixtape." The street's gonna. The street's gonna eat out of this. Send me to bless you with this. The Lord sent me to bless you with this. Yeah. Oh man, that ain't it. You know, and like I said, I've seen this in many different forms and many different modes, where you got other dudes standing up playing their guitar, leading worship in the middle of the plane. I don't like that. Like, don't do that. Just learn to be a normal citizen. All right. Side note: why is a Grammy-nominated singer from Maverick City flying coach? Ah. Oh my goodness. I get it. Somebody said laser said, nah, I get it. I mean, people like that usually have holier than thou attitude. That's the thing too. That's the thing. It's not only being prideful, being showy, it's being above accountability. Like, if the authorities are telling you, stop. Stop doing it. And I don't even think it should get to that point. I think if people who are unsaved see you acting like that, that can turn them off to God. That can turn them off to scripture and you know, the lifestyle of a Christian. I don't think it bears good fruit. I'm going to do one more. Yeah. It's because it's basically, yeah. If you're above any type of correction and, you know, above any type of feedback, any type of correction, that's unbiblical. You can't just say, oh, the Lord told me to do this. That is so cringe. And it's unfortunate that a lot of Christians are doing that. It's just like they're doing whatever the heck they want in public spaces. And they're just like, well, the Lord told me to do this. Did he though? Because I don't read that type of behavior in the Bible. As Christians, do we need to be disruptive? And in some ways, I think yes, but in most ways, I think no. That's what my intuition tells me. That's what I feel scripture says. That's how I interpret scripture to say is that we should be peaceable. We should be amicable. We should be creating environments that people love the Lord in, and that making the Lord attractive. This is not attractive to the majority of people, in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe it is attractive to some people. If they see 80 people screaming and worshiping God, maybe. I just don't think it's biblical. I think it's part of meddling. In 1 Peter, it talks about, let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Meaning that if you're going to be like in trouble for something, just do it because you're actually serving God in a humble, meaningful way. Not because you're causing a freaking disturbance. Not because you're having the cops called on you for how loud you're being. I think I heard that recently too, that Mike Todd's church, they disturb the peace every single Sunday because of the volume of their worship in the evenings. It's like, really, guys? Is this what we're doing right now? Churches are breaking the sound barrier in their neighborhood? Is that what we're doing? I'm not a fan of it. Okay, what are you guys saying here? Being nice and respectful is a great way to start a conversation with non-believers. For me, it usually revolves back around to the gospel. Yeah, I feel like in my experience with people, like I've interacted with atheists. I interact with atheists on TikTok Live quite often, actually. And I try to be as friendly, courteous, kind as I possibly can be to them. And they are always pleasantly surprised that I'm just being nice to them, just being kind, listening to them. Which is sad, because it's like, how it tells me how many Christians have they interacted with that just were not that. Just friendly people. In a peaceful sense, we should be disruptive, but not disrespectful. I love that. That's really good. I like that a lot. I'm going to give that a wow. Yeah. As Christians, we should be peacemakers. Mike Todd voice. The police don't understand that this is Transformation Nation, baby. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not for any of that stuff. And I think that's, you know, unbiblical. I think it's wrong. I think we need to stop. And you know, anybody who's like showing any type of lack of accountability, I doubt what's going on in there. I'm just going to say that. I doubt. I have a lot of doubts. Now, I'm not going to say they're not a Christian. I just, you know, that's all I'm going to say. Here's another one I want to react to, and then I'll probably head out. There's this lady. She made this post. She's like, modesty is subjective to the Holy Spirit. Modesty is subjective to the Holy Spirit. Take your concerns to Abba, not me. And she's wearing like a little bit of a skimpy top, but it's like, where'd you get that from? Modesty is subjective to the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Where does it say that in scripture? If somebody said, take your concerns to Abba, not me, kind of sounds like you're avoiding any type of accountability. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to sit here and be one of those guys who's like, well, women need to dress like this. Women need to dress like that. But I think it should go without saying that modesty should adhere to the cultural norms. If you're doing something that's considered immodest in that culture, should probably not do that. You know, dress however you want, but like, you're going to have to answer to God for you know, whether or not you are willing to be corrected or be held accountable for your actions. Yeah. Randy's like, God's opinions are subjective. Yeah. Yeah. This just blows my mind. Take your concerns to Abba, not me. It's the Z snap. Like, who do you think you are? You're just going to tell people whatever thing you've chosen to do is suddenly something that God approves of, so that they need to take it up to with God and not with you, rather than them actually accepting any type of correction or valid forms of feedback. That statement is literally feelings of scripture. Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. I understand that it's that the modesty topic is a much more difficult topic for women to deal with. So I'm not going to be one of those guys who says, you know, women dress like this, dress like that. I'm going to just say, if whenever I talk about this topic, I'm going to be like, you know, dress how you want. But if it's inappropriate and immodest for the culture, you should probably check your heart. That's all I'm going to say. Because, like, if you go to Hawaii, if you go to one of these tropical places, they don't dress with a lot of clothes. You know, my wife did she was part of YWAM and she did a DTS in Hawaii. And she just said people just walking around in bikinis and it was just like part of the culture. Like, it's just accepted. It's just because it's like a billion degrees over there. You know, I don't know what it's like to have the body of a woman. I can't imagine what it's like if it's that hot. You got to be, you know, it's got to be difficult. It's got to be very, I'm just going to go, huh? That's it. I don't know what it's like. But, you know, the culture is different over there. If you go to Africa, you go to these South American countries, the modesty is different depending on the culture. In America, depending on what state you're in, the same thing applies, you know? If you're in Maine, it's probably going to be cold. As a guy saying, I see she quoting from the Tupac scripture, only God can judge me. Oh, I saw a meme or a reel. This dude was like, only God can judge me. And then it shows him on another scene, you know, labeled God. And he's just like, hell. And he's like, what? Hell. God's judgment. Oh, man. Yeah, that's horrifying. If you're saying only God can judge me as a way to shirk the judgment, responsibility, accountability that we are given over to as Christians, like, you should be listening to the feedback of fellow Christians. And you're saying only God can judge me, you should be afraid, because you're placing on yourself a whole lot of judgment. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. That's it. As a lady, I agree with you. Thank you, Laser. That's basically all I got, guys. It's the holiday week. Whenever I post the audio of these podcasts, if you want to either watch them later in the, you know, on YouTube, or if you want to listen to it later on the podcast, I haven't been keeping to like a schedule when I upload the audio podcast, so I apologize for that. But yo, if you do listen to the audio podcast, all right, if you do listen to the audio podcast, I would super appreciate it if you just give me 5 stars, give me a little review. If you're on Apple Podcasts, give me 5 stars. If you're on Spotify, on every Spotify episode, I ask a question. What do you think of the episode? Give me your feedback. A lot of y'all emailed me and DM'd me from the last episode where I shared about why I'm a cessationist. I love it. I love it. I love the feedback. I love the pushback. You know, I am very open to being wrong. I'm just a dumb meme lord. So feel free to hit me up. I love reading DMs. I love reading the emails. If you just want to say hi, hit me up. But yeah, if you want to do those things, if you haven't already, if you're watching this, make sure to like the video on YouTube, subscribe. That all those are free ways you can help the podcast. And if you want to get more out of me, you can go to memelordmonday.supercast.com and support the show and get lots of perks. You get the exclusive podcast episodes, you get the coaching, and you get discounts galore. Remember, also, those of you who want to do some holiday shopping, go to memesforjesus.com. And if you use promo code BUMBLYBERG30, you can get 30% off today. And or you can wait till Black Friday, where everything's going to be 35% off until next Monday. Okay, that's everything. This sounds like an altar call. come accept. No, I don't want to be blasphemous. I don't want to be sacrilegious. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. I love you guys. You guys are the best. Send me stuff to react to. All right, do it. And I hope you have a great holiday week. God bless you. Bye.